Chapter 7, Origin, Sanji. Chapter warnings for canonical non-graphic cannibalism and self-mutilation, and non-canon dubious consent cannibalism. At first, Sanji had been terrified when he learned that Jerma 66 was heading to the East Blue, the Sea of Monsters. People, weak kids, didn't go there and come back alive. No one did. He'd heard the stories, all his family had, even if most of their kingdom hadn't. He had to be educated, after all. The stories of demons, monsters, dark beasts so foul they were barely human. It was terrifying. And all of them were stronger in the East Blue, not just the most powerful like the ones on the Grand Line. And he was supposed to escape there, to live amongst demons for the rest of his life, each step like one in a nightmare? Looking at his family, he decides that the real demons couldn't be any worse than his former family. He boards the orbit, takes one look at the captain, who has a tail and three horns, and decides he would only cry a little bit at this absolutely horrible, terrible, terrifying, scary situation. The horrible, terrible, terrifying, scary situation wasn't so horrible, terrible, terrifying, scary after 2 years. The people on the ship were just people, if with some odd attributes and manners. He swears the captain has never closed his eyes in the 2 years that Sanji knew him. It was very well and nice, and Sanji gets to cook every day for every meal, except those rare times when the other cooks did something weird to the food that Sanji wasn't allowed to eat. He was suspicious of the red stuff, but figured it might have been some alcohol. Everyone seemed to like it. But it's amazing. He could mess up and no one would yell at him, and the others were patient, and he didn't have to worry about getting beat up. It's awesome. That is, it was awesome until Red Leg Zeph appeared in a storm of devilish nature and blood spilling from his steel-tipped boots. It is then, at 10 years old and starving with hunger after being saved from drowning, Sanji sees Zeph smash off his own leg with a rock. He gives half of it to Sanji, who, so weak with hunger, doesn't recognize what he's eating at first, despite watching the man do the act himself. The flesh is sweet and juicy, with an undercurrent of something beefy once it melts on his tongue. After that, at 10 years old, Sanji stops being human. No, not because he became a cannibal. This isn't a question of ethics, but because he's eaten the flesh and blood of a demon, of a creature from the East Blue, the monstrous sea. And that is not a thing one should do. At first, the flesh had been warm going down, a nice solid meal after days of hunger, familiar and inviting. Then the taste twists like a knife in a wound, sharp and utterly painful, into something that burns with the fire of 1,000 hellish suns, like salt in a scrape, like an iron band on his tongue, on his side, on his entire body. It's the worst pain Sanji has ever felt in his 10 years of a miserable life. His lungs feel like molten lava was encaged within, his body like it was being torn apart and remade with rusty surgeon's tools. His heart, like a lovely lady, had gouged a hole in his chest to pick at it with jagged nails. His lips were bleeding. His gums feel shredded. And, oh God, the pain. Why? It hurts. Oh, someone help. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, hell. This is hell. Why are my thoughts so weird? Why do my eyes hurt? What did I just eat? Someone help me. Help me. Please, 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 please. Help, help, help. Stops. And if it weren't for the memories of hellfire being ingrained in every molecule of his body, Sanji would have thought he imagined it. Instead, Sanji opens his eyes and gasps. The world looks weird now, with strange colors and details he never knew before. And suddenly it seems so much more precise. Was there really a big sea king lurking under the waters right over there? Sanji lifts his head, trying to get a good look at the world around him, and realizes with a shock that it's not just the world that's different, it's him. He can actually lift his head now. He has energy. He has strength. He looks down, half expecting his body not to be so terribly thin after days of starvation, and screams at what he sees. His hands that he used to cook to feed others to live, now have tiny claw tips on their long, oddly jointed fingers, and are an odd color, an indescribable one. Could human eyes even perceive that color? With that thought in mind, he scrambles over to the small puddle of water they have left and screeches again, despair wrenched from him like his humanity was a second ago. Smoke lisps from his lips, now with tiny protruding fangs from his smile. His hair, now oddly shiny, is parted by two curling horns, and his cheeks have horrific holes in them, like there's no flesh there or the flesh has been burnt out. His eyes are glowing, and he's suddenly so very hungry. He looks for the rest of the leg, thoughts abandoning him as they become darker and more sinister, like a shark in a feeding frenzy, starved and rabid. Feast! His thoughts screech in a demonic cacophonous sound that feels as if it reverberates his small body. Feast, 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 feast! His arms search for any bit of flesh, scrambling over rocks and wet spots. Feast, 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 feast. Eggplant. Feast, 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 feast. Kid. A hand on his shoulder. Feast? Sanji. Oh. The old man, the old demon, is talking to him. What? He asks, hunger gone. Transformed into a rebelling sick in his stomach, feeling bile come up his throat, odd and ashy. Why is there fire when he speaks? You back with me, you damn brat? Numbly, Sanji nods. Good. Welcome to the dark side, kid. You're a demon now that you've eaten the flesh of one. Zeph slaps a hand over his mouth as Sanji goes to hurl. No, that's gonna have to last you, kid. You're hungry. Best eat. And this is the only solid food you'll be able to keep down for now. Tears well from the corners of Sanji's eyes as he takes a closer look at the world around him, at the blood on the rocks and on his face and in his hair. He wants to throw up. He's a demon now. He doesn't even look human. Not anymore. And Zeph looks more demonic than Sanji has ever seen him before. More demonic than anything he's seen in the East so far. The man grins, baring dulled fangs to the world.
The veil's gone from your eyes, kiddo. Welcome to the East, Blue, like you've never seen it before.
Sanji looks around one last time, before, in a sudden lack of pride, shoving himself into a rough hug with Zeph's sides. The world looks terribly wrong, and there are shifting shadows everywhere under the sea. His body hurts. He's tired, but not so hungry. Yet the reason makes him nauseous. He wants to go home, but he doesn't have a home. And all he has is this shitty old geezer who smashed off his leg and gave half of it to Sanji, so they would live to see tomorrow. This shitty old geezer who turned him into a demon. He tries to cry, but even his tears sizzle down his cheeks. Hell, he thinks, as Zeph's arms surround him. I'm in hell.
Nah, kid, Zeph says, and
oh, he must have spoken that aloud.
You're in the East, Blue.
Close enough. Sanji mumbles back and clings tighter to the bastard. Close enough.